I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, Stephen Moore, joining us there. And I encourage you to go to FreedomWorks.org to, I don't like it when people are like, oh, educate yourself. Mostly because it seems like uneducated people are the ones saying that the most. I'm just, and it's always on social media. Have you heard that? I mean, you see people
you,
like,
you need to educate yourself.
Yeah. No, what you mean by that is you want me to believe everything that you believe.
Right.
And if I say educate yourself, you're not going to do it. Why do you think I'm going to do it? Anyway, I'm going to say very kindly and nicely and sweetly that you can educate yourself, if you choose, about a lot of these economic things that are going on at FreedomWorks.org, and that is who Stephen Moore is affiliated with. And I want to make sure that you're connected with that, FreedomWorks.org. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk a little bit more about what how our holiday break went. And I want to remind you, at 2:25, Scott Pressler is going to come on the show. There is, I don't know if there's a man working harder than Scott Pressler from a grassroots standpoint in the United States of America than Scott Pressler. He is an activist. He is registering Republicans all over the country. I mean, legitimately all over the country. And he is with us at 2:25. You're going to want to be here to see that. So watch us live on the Andy Fry YouTube channel, the Andy Fry Show Facebook page, and we are on Twitch and Twitter. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
This is the Andy Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Just like the
follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear.
I'm not sure that there is a better voice in Christmas music than Bing Crosby. And I find myself listening to, I like to listen to tradition, like, I don't know if it's called Traditions or something on Sirius. Yeah, bad man, I know. And when I hear Bing Crosby sing other things, I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is good. He's reaching out. It's like, how many years ago was he singing these songs? He's so good. Like, do people sing like this anymore?
The closest I could think of would be like Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé is great. I don't want to take any, to compare anybody to Bing Crosby and be like, oh, they're just not that good.
But he's not Bing Crosby.
That doesn't mean anything about how good you are or aren't. But there's just some type of thing about the way Bing Crosby sings. And those blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. He's a handsome fella. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I know that we talk a really big game about when Christmas decorating is supposed to happen or can happen. I mean, it's an important caveat to my Christmas decorating mentality. It's that you should do whatever makes you happy. I don't care. I mean, I do know people who don't put up Christmas decorations during Advent. They wait till Christmas and then they leave them up for the 12 days of Christmas and then they take them down when Epiphany starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of church words, but that's the way a lot of people consider the Christmas season to be. The start of Christmas on Christmas Day, and they decorate their tree on Christmas. Did I say I know a lot of people? I know one family who does that. I personally started stretching out when I would begin decorating for Christmas because, let's be real about it, Christmas is basically in 25 days. Mm-hmm. And if you wait until after Thanksgiving to do it, in my lifetime or in my lifestyle where I have four kids, it won't get done. And so when my grandmother was still with us, she died in 2020, in September of 2020. So that would have been, two Christmases ago that I would have. She would have been like 93. I would have been 36 or something like that. I don't know. My entire life, I stayed overnight or Thanksgiving night or went back on Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving and helped my grandma put up her decorations. I went from being a nuisance, I'm sure, of like being 5 years old and, can I help decorate the Christmas tree? And it's like not help at all. It is not helpful to have a five-year-old decorating a Christmas tree if you have a plan in mind. I started when I was probably about five and went back every year, helped her decorate every year the day after. And so I don't have that anymore. But I would have to, especially when I started having kids, had my own family, if I wanted to get things done before things got crazy, I just had to do it before Christmas. And then there came this like onslaught of memes of turkeys telling Santa Claus to wait your turn. And I'm like, gosh, this is really aggressive. And I was just trying to get my Christmas. So it's my all in for supporting people to decorate whenever it works for you has a lot more to do with having a crazy busy lifestyle, having priorities the day after Christmas when I would probably normally have decorated for Christmas. That's when my grandma decorated. Into my lifestyle just being the way it was and accommodating that and being really, really weirded out by how aggressively upset people were about other people celebrating Christmas not on their time schedule. I just don't understand it. So if you've tuned in to the live stream right now on Facebook.com or on Twitter or Twitch or especially the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can see my Mickey Mouse lit up Christmas tree sweatshirt. Yes, it's wonderful. I spent $14.88 at Walmart to purchase this puppy. It's one of my favorite finds.
That's a great buy.
It's a great buy. It lights up. You can't wash this, right?
I don't know.
There's
like some symbols on the tags, right, that tell you whether or not you can wash it.
It's got this little secret pocket here that's got a switch. How does this work? Let's pull this out. It's got cords. And a switch. I mean, no, you can't wash this. Like, that's obviously, duh. If it is, then this
is... you replace the batteries on it?
Yeah.
Now, this is from an electronic...
It's got, like, two watch batteries in it.
Yeah, you would just take the batteries out and not let there be any electricity in it. And as long as it dries fully, it would work again.
I don't believe you. But if it stops working anyway, because of batteries or something, I'm going to wash it and see.
Okay.
You would know more about electrical stuff than I would. But that sounds like voodoo.
It sounds like voodoo because you're like, I got it wet. But once the water completely dries, there's nothing there to conduct the electricity to make the short happen. So, you know,
60 decibels, huh?
Yeah. We need Chris from the Facebook chat to chime in. He's an electrical engineer and he could tell us if I'm way off.
I love that
there.
You know the professions of all of our
not
friends.
All of them.
Not all of them, but our regulars. Chris is a regular. So we started decorating. Let's see. Did I try Wednesday? No, that's what I want to talk about. Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, I had put up in my house, and I posted a picture of it on my Facebook page. I had put up, we got a $22 tree from Walmart, and that's our Disney tree, and we're going to put Disney ornaments on it. We have a Disney advent calendar. There's like 25 ornaments that you can open up, and the kids put candy in them and hung them on. Okay, so that was like I put that up, and I had it up so that if people are like, do you have Christmas decorations up already? I could be like, yeah, because I did. It was like two weeks early, but we didn't get the majority of our Christmas decorations up until this past weekend, which was ironically after Thanksgiving, but that's how it worked into our lifestyle. I am nuts, and I know this, I don't know if you saw this post, Brad, but on Wednesday, my husband and I, we hosted Thanksgiving. I said, I would like a new dining room table.
I saw that.
And I posted on Facebook, my personal Facebook, I said, I know this is crazy, but is there even a possibility that I could go today, buy a new dining room table and have it today for Thanksgiving tomorrow. And there were a lot of no. Like, oh, Annie, you're precious. That's so cute. Guess what I did? I went to Kloss Furniture in Edwardsville. I went to a whole bunch of other places that were proving that theory correct. Mm-hmm. But we went to Kloss Furniture in Edwardsville, and it's a locally owned business. They're building one in St. Louis, mm-hmm. I think in South St. Louis somewhere. And they have some in Highland. And we went in there. We walked in at 3 o'clock, and her name was Christina, came up and said, "Can I help you?" And I go, "Crazy question. I would like a new dining room table for Thanksgiving. I know that's crazy. Is there any possibility that there's a table in here that I could purchase and pick up today so I can have tomorrow?" She goes, "Well, yeah, that's a possibility." I was like, "What? Where? Which ones?" So she like quick pointed out, I had to go pick up this table by 4:20 p.m. in Highland, Illinois, which is where their facility, mm-hmm. their pickup facility is. And in like 25, I knew what I wanted. And this table that I bought will seat 12, which is amazing.
That's fantastic.
Because we are having the holiday. I hope the family keeps coming over. They don't seem to complain. They seem to be happy. maybe that was a jump the gun a little bit. But we were able to go in there, and she helped me, and she knew that I was on a time crunch. She knew, because they were going to be closed on Thanksgiving, obviously. And they were awesome. And I posted the picture up there, and I just want to tell you that I know the supply chain issues exist. I know that there are a lot of people who are working to get things, and it's just hard to find them. Keep looking, you know, whatever it is. If you're looking for furniture and you want to check out Kloss, Kloss, give them a try. They're wonderful people. They are locally owned. I appreciate being able to sponsor to talk about and support locally owned people. But it was a whirlwind. We were putting that table together at 2 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. Felt like Christmas morning.
But that's awesome.
It's a pretty sweet table. And then you're like, you realize how excited you are when you're sitting. You're like, I really like this table. It's just a really different part of life than you're used to. Stick around. Scott Pressler in the 2 o'clock hour and more with you here on The Andy Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.